You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And we are very fortunate that Momo made the most delicious chocolate chip challah today. Now, you're not totally happy.
I'm being a little hard on myself.
You're not totally happy with your challah. What the hell happened?
So, the last time I made chocolate chip challah,
yes,
I put the chocolate chips in after the first rise.
Right.
So, when you make bread, you do two rises.
Mm-hmm.
You do the first, it's like 2 hours. You got to let it rise.
Wow,
the yeast got to do its thing.
Yeah, it might.
And this time, I put it in before the first rise.
Right.
And it just made the chocolate chips like go in there, into the dough, and they weren't even chocolate chips anymore. It just sort of made it like a chocolate bread.
What's wrong with that?
But it didn't rise.
I thought it was delicious. Bergman, did you like the
denser than it
should
be.
You said it was tough.
The ends were tough, but the inside is actually soft and is really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
See, here's how you're supposed to answer that question. I had some challah, Momo. It was absolutely delicious.
You.
It's better than last year's challah.
No, it was really good.
Now, why don't you answer it that way, Bergman? Answer
because I'm honest,
yeah,
and I tell the woman that made it that it was good.
I know the difference because I made another one yesterday for my Hanukkah party, and I didn't do the chocolate chips. I just made it the way that I normally do, and it was really good.
So which do you prefer?
My
approach
chips.
Versus Bergman's approach. He's saying it's tough. I'm saying it's delicious.
I appreciate your sentiment.
Yes.
But I think that I know the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be my harshest critic.
Yeah.
Like, I know that was not the best I can do, and I'm going to be kicking myself. Probably have to make you another one at some point.
You could bring in, like, a piece of tire, and I would give it a good review.
I know. You're very nice.
I am that way. Bergman would say.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean as much because I know it was, I could tell.
Yeah.
It wasn't rising. Like last night I had to go to bed because it wasn't rising enough. And I was like, I'm going to just have to let it rise overnight.
Yeah.
You would know I was lying to you.
I know, I would know.
Yeah.
Because I knew it wasn't as good.
And you wouldn't appreciate the lie.
Do you know I'm lying to you?
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
You think it was really good?
I thought it was excellent.
Oh, well, then wait till
you put that big
dollop of butter on there. Yeah, I mean, everything's better with butter.
It's like I was like butter on chocolate chip bread. It was delicious.
I know. I mean, but you have to just put butter on everything to make it better.
Okay, here's the thing. If you're just tuning in, we know the Shohei Ohtani news, but you may not have heard this yet. According to multiple sources now, Shohei Ohtani is deferring $68 million per year, 68 of his $70 million per year, which will reduce the hit against the competitive balance tax to about $45 million.
Ugh.
So that allows the Dodgers to make the necessary additions around him. And here's my question. Obviously, unbelievably competitive.
Uh-huh.
I said it earlier. He's like an economy. All the sponsorships and the revenue that goes along with him. How is he going to deal with the privacy that increasingly disappears on him?
Hmm.
So he's been toiling away in Anaheim. And I won't say toiling in obscurity because we've talked about him a lot.
Yeah.
But you don't have that everyday constant attention. How does this guy deal with, Momo, everyday constant attention?
Yeah, if you suck in the playoffs like Freddie and Mookie have the last 2 years, you will be trending on Twitter.
Yep.
Freddie and Mookie. Trending on Twitter, right? Or Mookie and Freddie.
Yeah.
Like, they were so bad during the playoffs.
Matter what order you put them in.
Yeah, Freddie and Mookie. Both of them were trending.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't get a hit the last two playoffs.
One for 23 or something like that last time.
Terrible.
Yeah, awful.
So, he will be under a level of scrutiny he's never experienced.
Right.
In the United States. But I would venture to say he's been under a lot of scrutiny in Japan.
Don't
you think?
I don't know his playoff history or anything in Japan. But by the way, his anonymity couldn't. I mean, in Japan, I'm sure he has no anonymity.
I'm sure he's like David Beckham.
And now in Los Angeles, he's going to have no anonymity. And maybe that's something he values, or maybe that's something that's just baked in. I'm going to be a Dodger. My anonymity is going to go away. I'm going to give $68 million back. I'm going to get a team around me. I'm going to win a world championship.
Yeah.
And all the scrutiny that goes with it.
I mean, I think he just wants to win. I think he wants to be the greatest baseball player of all time. I sent you this over the weekend. He literally had a goals pyramid starting with the second year in high school.
Right. Is this the
life goals?
Dodger world domination? Is that what he says? There's one Japanese writer quoted him as saying Dodger world domination.
Yeah, I remember that one. I mean, to me, it's like he does it on the field. He does it off the field. And now he's showing that to you in everything he's doing with this contract. In choosing the Dodgers, in the way he's doing it. I've never seen an athlete defer this much. This isn't Aaron Rodgers with a 1 year deferral.
Correct. This is $680 million until after the deal is over.
Yeah.
That's unreal. I'll tell you what. Now, Andrew Friedman's got an open playing field to put together a rotation. And he's not going to. When you sink $70 million a year into a player, you're doing it to win. And they're not going to win without a really fortified starting rotation. And whether that's a free agent like Yamamoto or Blake Snell, whether that's a trade target like Dylan Cease or Tyler Glasnow, maybe that's Lucas Giolito's a free agent. I mean, they can put together a pitching staff in part because Ohtani is deferring so much of his salary. Yeah.
Well, they also deferred their own salary and luxury taxes the last couple of years in preparation for this moment.
Yes.
Like, from what I've heard in terms of the Dodgers thinking over the last couple of years, a couple of years ago, somebody said to me, in terms of the way Andrew Friedman values players, like with all the metrics he uses, the analytics, et cetera,
yep,
there has never been a more valuable player than Shohei.
Like, yes.
So if there's one guy worth waiting for, if there's one guy worth having, I thought a pretty sparse pitching staff the last couple of years, like they didn't spend money on free agents outside of Freddie Freeman, really, the last couple of years, getting ready to be able to make an offer and be in the running for a guy like this.
So got a little nugget in. This is okay. Really good from Bob Nightingale. Ah, this is so smart. Shohei's decision to earn just $2 million per year is of great benefit to the Dodgers' payroll, but also a stroke of genius for tax repercussions. Mm-hmm. If he's not living in California once his deferred payments start, he will not be subject to a heavy California tax.
Oh, man.
So pushing it all forward, you're avoiding California, and you may be living somewhere else by the time that money is paid.
Yeah, he'd probably be back in Japan by then.
Although, don't you still get taxed on it? Wouldn't California still find a way to get their clutches into it?
Feels like it.
It feels like somehow. But
I don't know. Where does Guggenheim, what's the paying agent for the Los Angeles Dodgers LLC?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
You know, right? Yeah. Are they paying from Guggenheim, which is in, I think, Illinois? Do they have some registered corporate address in tax-free Nevada? Like I see those commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incorporated in tax-free Nevada.
Exactly. Delaware. A lot of those
Delaware.
Are Delaware.
Wyoming, yeah. Same thing. Yeah.
This is, I'll tell you what, we are going to have an unbelievable summer. It's going to be so much fun at Dodger Stadium this summer.
I think he might be more fun than we think.
Like, you're talking about personality-wise.
Yeah, he might be. I just don't think he's had a lot of opportunities. I like some of his commercials. Like, he was fun during the All-Star game. He kind of had fun with it all.
Sure.
He didn't have fun with free agency, but that's culturally really not what you would do. Like I've read about this and talked to people who understand the Japanese culture better than I do or you do, that it's just not a thing to be out there and making a big drama show out of it.
Right. There's a value to, what's the word?
Reserve.
Humility.
Humility. That's right.
He didn't want to go town to town and say, we'll give you 600, we'll give you 700, we'll give you. No, he kept it quiet. And by the way, completely work. People are questioning it.
Yeah.
Maybe this isn't going to work. Maybe you won't get the drove the number $700 million. And now deferring $680 million?
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. Ooh. All right. I wanted to get this in. So Wednesday.
Oh, that beard is itchy. Now that I got you thinking about it, huh?
You have
not itched the beard until I said, is it itchy?
Yeah, it is itchy. My beard. Such as it is.
It's not lasting another day.
So Wednesday, we are going to do something we're calling Blades of Glory. So me, Cappy, and I forget, is Morales going to be on ice skates? He's going to be on ice skates as well?
He's going to be there. I assume he's going to be on ice skates, but I don't know.
Because I was out skating this weekend.
You were?
Yeah. Yeah.
Practicing?
Skating this weekend, practicing. And I've got my double axel ready to go.
Oh, my gosh. Greg, do you need me on standby for Thursday?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Now, if I fall, should I fall forward or back?
Definitely forward. No, roll. You got to try to roll, I think.
Wait, why? You want to go forward on his face?
Yeah, you got to roll.
Yeah, but not on your face.
No, because I think if you fall backwards, that's when you break your arms and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're careful.
It's the right word.
Your wrists.
It is, but I wouldn't say it.
Your wrists or your cockets. It's absolutely right.
Yes.
So you just got to be careful. Like, make sure you land on the butt.
I'm going to try.
I don't.
Try.
Just don't land at all. Just don't do this. Why are you doing this?
For the fun. For the bit. Momo, it's for the bit. Come skating with us.
No.
Bergman, come
on. I'm going to Costa Rica
on
Saturday. I am not going to injure myself skating.
Any other day. Oh, right. You're going to Costa Rica.
No way.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Gosh.
You do your thing.
Don't get hurt, Mace.
All right.
Vacation's planned. It's the Christmas season. How bad would that be with a broken wrist?
I'm going to be fine.
Broken hip.
It's not going to be a broken hip. I'm not hip breaking age.
Shoulder impingement.
Yeah, you can name all the injuries you want. It's not going to stop me.
If you're going to show up in a neck brace on Thursday.
I'm a tank. I work through anything.
You should get some hockey pads, just in case.
Oh, hockey pads is not a bad idea.
Set them up.
All right, don't forget, it's Fifth Row Fridays this week. So that means something we talk about on today's show will be on the Big Pop Quiz Friday at, I think it's 2:30 on Friday because we're off early. It's a Lakers week. There are three early games, so there's going to be some combo plate action. But I can tell you right now, we've already talked about something that will be on the quiz on Friday. And a lot of people go back, listen to the podcast, take notes, all that kind of stuff to be able to win on Friday. Yeah, I think it's a totally fair question today. So, again, it's for a pair of tickets in the fifth row to see the Lakers and Raptors after the first of the year. If you can answer all five questions, make sure you pay attention. All right, coming up next for you, Lakers win the in-season tournament, win the NBA Cup. What do you think of it now? Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, here we go. And caller number 7 is Alejandro Hernandez from L.A. Alejandro, good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Congratulations. You have now won the opportunity to pick one of the holiday boxes we keep here in the studio. There is the Sliwa box, the Travis box, the Mason box, the Ireland box, the Sedano box, and the Cap box. Which box do you choose?
We're going to go with Johnny I.
Johnny I it is. Hit it, Jorge.
The Ireland box.
The Ireland box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a pair of tickets to the L.A. Bowl, hosted by Gronk at SoFi Stadium on December 16th. Don't miss the action when UCLA battles Boise State. Suites and tickets are available now. Come early and visit the FanFest. Visit LABowlGame.com for more information on tickets and game day activities. Plus, you get a gift card from our friends at Islands. That's what's in the box, Jack.
All right, Alejandro, congratulations, man. You have just won L.A. Bowl tickets and a gift card to Islands. What station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN.
Excellent. Thank you very much, man.
The 12 Days of 710.
The 12 Days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
I think that's the first time I've actually done that right.
Has anyone missed their read? Like when you read it, what station takes care of you? Is anyone?
Oh, no,
like,
I screwed it up every. Oh, no, not the.
Has the caller, have they ever screwed it up?
I've screwed up because you got to talk to them, then you've got to play this thing, then you've got to talk to them again, then you got to play this other thing.
I mean, you looked focused like Anthony Davis was the other day.
Required focus.
I mean, you were. I was like, I'm not even going to talk to him right now.
Yeah, no, I was locked in trying to get that right. Bergman, I got it right that time.
Did finally?
You know what makes it
second time?
You know what makes it smooth when you go on the air afterwards and say, "Hey, I got it right." Like,
that's what happened last Friday too.
I heard it Friday. You were really smooth.
Yeah, I'm working on it. By the time it's over, I'll have it down. All right. So if you just
by the way, Fabian Ardaya is going to join at 3:30.
Okay, good. So we got that crazy story about Shohei Ohtani not just signing for $700 million with the Dodgers, but deferring $680 million of it and allowing the Dodgers with just a $45 million hit against the cap this year, which means Andrew Friedman's going to go put together a starting rotation.
He better.
Yeah.
I mean, if Shohei leaves that money on the table. By deferring it. It's not leaving it, but you're deferring it.
You're deferring it. You're still going to get
it. If he's going to do that for your franchise better go out and get him some pitching.
It's true. They're not going to mess around.
Like, there's a sort of unwritten contract now. Like, they have to put the best team around him possible.
Do they need to say that with the Dodgers? Or do they just naturally try to
put
the
best
teams?
Well, they didn't the last 2 years while they were waiting for Shohei. They could have gone out and got better pitching. They were just doing one-year guys.
Yeah, I don't know that the pitching's... Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's room to mess around now.
Yeah.
There's no room to mess around.
There's no like, oh, we got to get under the number.
No, numbers don't matter anymore. I don't want to hear it. You're the Dodgers. I don't care about your numbers.
$436 million a year in sponsorship money.
It's insane.
It's like an economy unto itself.
He is an economy. He absolutely is. All right, so let's take a break from that. Lakers looked great on Saturday. They looked great throughout this tournament. They won undefeated in the tournament, won in the semis, beat Indiana Saturday night. It was a night for Anthony Davis, who went for 42, 25 assists and five blocks, I think.
There was four and five somewhere. One of them four.
Somewhere in that range. Somewhere
it was really good.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
And there was that flex.
Yep. And the I'm him.
Yeah.
Now,
is that like a thing now? Everybody does the ice water in my veins and the I'm him. It's like you're kind of copying your teammates' thing.
Well, but I mean, everything starts somewhere, right?
No, no. D'Lo started the ice water thing.
Right.
And now everybody does it.
And Austin started the I'm him.
Yeah.
Now Anthony
did. That's the funniest thing ever, too, because Austin Reeves is so not the I'm him guy. Like he shows up in the hoodie and he's just very unassuming.
It's true. It's
and,
true. He's not.
Golly gee, I'm, you know, like he's very understated.
Yes, he is.
So for him to do the I'm him and the, you know, yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
So now everyone's going to do it. I don't know.
I'm okay.
Can there
with
be
it.
Only one him?
Only one him per
How's
night.
How's that work?
Only
per
one
night.
Him per night.
Okay.
You can be him tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And somebody be him in Houston. We just always need somebody to be him.
Yeah, somebody's got to be him.
Yeah. Anthony Davis was him on Saturday.
Yeah.
Although the MVP went to LeBron James because he played so well throughout the tournament.
Correct.
Including the semis where he was huge. I actually lost $100,000 mythical dollars on LeBron over the 28.5 on Saturday.
Why did you do that? Why didn't you just pick the Lakers? It's so much easier.
Because I thought I'd try it. I lost $100K. Now, I also won some money.
You did win some money. So, you also won $25K on Rams plus 7.5.
Yeah.
And you won $25K on the Dodgers getting Ohtani from John. So, you really lost $50K, and you're now at $240K.
But I'm still in it.
You are. Yep, you're still in it. Huh? John has $353. Three, is that what it is?
So did you take 25 away from him?
Yes, I took 25 away from him, but he also won 10 on the Rams.
Oh, yeah, he did
plus 7.5. So it's kind of, he only lost 15.
Okay. So still open though.
Yes. Still open.
Two weeks, 3 weeks. Actually, only 2 weeks left. Gone Christmas week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Once everybody's gone, it's over.
I got a bet.
Does Jorge still have money?
No. I won the last one. So
we took his money away from him.
Do I have money?
But I'm impressed. You guys are betting more than $1,000. Before, you guys used to bet 1,000.
Yeah, no. Well, by the end of the year, you just really swing for
it. 5, 10.
By the way, we got that from you. We're betting.
No, you go 10, 20. Exactly.
We're betting big now.
Technically.
Yeah.
Jorge has $592,000.
Yeah, I mean, Jorge.
How much do I have?
Let's see.
Not that much.
No, not that much. You're down to like 90K.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I should just like throw my 90K on something.
Yes. Is this
Momo's last day this week?
Until she comes in until randomly.
Okay.
Unless
the next one drops. We don't know. Everybody's dropping.
Thursday when you drop.
I'm not dropping. Oh, drop on the ice. Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
You're in for me on Thursday.
I really want you to get some hockey pads.
Yeah, by the way, and I don't have the information, but Prize Picks is the official sponsor of Mythical Money.
You nailed the contest, but this one you're like, oh, I don't have it.
Yeah,
this is great radio.
But that's not my issue. That one's on somebody else.
Anyway, you know I'm winning the contest with Mason with Travis and Sliwa. We make picks on
Thursdays.
Are
you winning there too?
And I'm winning that one.
Swag system.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Who's playing tonight? It's playing tonight. Monday Night Football.
There's two games tonight. Let me see. It's Miami versus Tennessee.
Why is there two games?
And the Giants versus Green Bay.
Okay.
And by the way, we need the Giants to win. If you're a Rams fan, you want the Giants to win.
Okay. Greg, I want to put... What's the line on the Pistons-Pacers tonight?
Pistons.
Lost 19 in a row.
Yeah, that's Indiana minus 7.5.
All right, I want the Pistons.
90? You can put all of it?
Yeah, all of it.
All of it?
Why not?
All of it on the Pistons.
I'm not really scared. Well, I guess I'm scheduled a few more times.
Things I didn't expect to hear today.
Why not?
I'll bet all of it on the Pistons.
How many points?
Plus 7.5? That's it?
It's only 7.5. Yeah, I shouldn't do all 90.
Yeah, too late.
You know what? Let me do 85. Save 5,000.
Save 5,000.
Yeah, let's do 85.
Okay. 85. All right.
You want to finish?
By the way, I was wrong. You have 115.
Oh, okay.
So you want to do 110?
Oh, 85 is fine.
No, 85 is fine.
85 is fine.
Yeah, I have another couple days scheduled.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Might as well. I think the Pistons, because the Pacers are coming off that emotional loss to the Lakers. The Pistons have lost 19 in a row. 19 in a row.
That's crazy. They're awful.
This is the night.
You think so? This is the night they get off the schneid.
Or at least lose by less.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, again, if you're missing anything today, you got to stay tuned all afternoon long because we are covering the Ohtani news like nobody else. And we're all over the Lakers as they win the in-season tournament. And, of course, the Rams lose a heart. Well, actually, we'll do the Rams coming up next. That was a disappointing loss. Expected, but disappointed.
It was better than the Raiders' loss. You can feel better about
it. It absolutely was. By the way, Mythical Money brought to you by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app.
Nailed it.
Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And Momo is here with us. We got news. In addition to just Shohei Ohtani signing with the Dodgers, we've got news on the structure of his salary, which includes deferring $680 million. The first guy we saw report this was Fabian Ardaia from The Athletic. Fabian, thanks very much for coming on. How are you, man?
I'm good. Not deferring $68 million this year, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah. So this is unprecedented, right? I mean, nothing. I would imagine that even reporting this, you thought, God, is this right? $68 million.
Honestly, I thought he got hacked.
Yeah. I
was like, after the reporting that we've seen on Otani all
that's
weekend.
That's a crazy
like,
report, Fabian. Tell us about what you reported.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely unprecedented. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is about to sort of defer more in salary each year than any player has made in any individual season. So, like, it's obviously unprecedented. It's sort of the type of number that I had to kind of call someone back just to make sure I had the number right. It's obviously something that he sort of, in discussing with Dodgers, negotiating with Dodgers, from what I was told, he recommended structuring the contract in this way, so the Dodgers, in terms of luxury tax threshold, cash flow, are still equipped to continue adding around him, not just this winter, but in future winters, especially when they already have long-term contracts in place with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman.
I mean, when you get that first call, did you basically, wait, are you sure it's not 6.8, not 68?
Yeah.
I mean, I just know as a reporter, when you get something like that, that's so hard to believe. You kind of, like, your hands are shaking when you're about to tweet it. And then you report it, and everybody, you heard me in the studio, Mace.
Yeah.
I saw your tweet and was like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it's an unbelievable report. I think it speaks to, Fabian, the competitiveness of Shohei Ohtani, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of like the sort of just behind the scenes. I think he wanted to be in a position where if he was going to sign for the team, especially the team for a decade, he wanted to be able to perceive that still getting more cracks at the apple, getting more chances to keep building. And where the Dodgers were, especially with Betts and Freeman under contract, both in their 30s, like there's still going to be windows and opportunities for them to keep adding. And obviously, if it was at $70 million a year, which is what the average annual value would be if he got paid out his whole contract, that would be a lot more difficult for even a team with the Dodgers' resources to be able to pull off.
So where are they now in acquiring other free agents? Like, if he lets them do this, if he allows them by structuring his contract to say he expects them to go get people.
Yes, I mean, they have a lot of needs. I think you sort of look at them signing Shohei Ohtani, like, yes, like, it obviously helps the Dodgers for next season. But they have a lot of pitching needs. They've lost a lot. So they're looking at, I mean, obviously they're still in the mix for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He's meeting with teams this week, and he met with the Yankees today. They are a team that the Dodgers, that's a player that the Dodgers are definitely interested in. They've been active in the trade market in discussions with the Rays for Tyler Glass now. With the White Sox for Dylan Cease, those are two targets that definitely have emerged. I think they're in a position where they can still go out and make those moves, still go out and be aggressive on the market and really address those moves for next year, especially on the pitching front. And I think that's sort of part of why Ohtani wanted to structure things this way.
Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic is with us, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So let's talk about Yamamoto. There are reports that Yamamoto's favorite team when he was growing up was the Dodgers. Does signing Shohei Ohtani give them any edge in the race to sign Yamamoto?
I mean, I think it doesn't hurt just to have a recruiting pitch. I think Yamamoto's representatives have made clear that he doesn't have a problem sharing a team with a Japanese player, which is something that the certain Japanese players over the years, like that's sort of been the understanding is that would maybe be an inhibitor. Huh. I think if you're looking at a guy like Yamamoto, like he's obviously going to have a lot of interest from a lot of teams, the Yankees, the Mets, teams with resources to be able to spend. The Dodgers are at least able to be in that ballpark now just because they still have so much cash flow and they're currently technically projected to be under the luxury tax as they currently stand right now. Obviously, they won't be under the luxury tax. They're going to keep spending. But based off of what the expected AAV figure for Ohtani's contract is, they would be barely below that first threshold, about $15 million or so below that first threshold as it stands right now. They still obviously have needs to address.
Fabian, is the one thing we know about his free agency was that it was secret. It was top secret. Except with Dave Roberts, it was top secret. So how is he going to deal with, do you have a sense for how he's going to deal with sort of the anonymity of being in Anaheim, shifting to being in the spotlight at Dodger Stadium?
I think that's still to be seen, but I think there's something to the fact that he's not the only superstar on the Dodgers. Obviously, he's the highest paid superstar and the biggest name, But there are, he does share a clubhouse now with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. In Anaheim, he shared a clubhouse with Mike Trout and Anthony Rendon. Like, he has been surrounded by superstars, which helps a little bit, I think. I think the Dodgers, especially at the point with Betts and Freeman, those are both guys who started their careers elsewhere, came to L.A., signed long-term. I think that maybe those guys are already kind of viewed as hired guns, and I think Ohtani's just sort of the latest in the list. And I think that maybe helps the transition a little bit easier.
Okay, so big scoop to do today for you. The only thing left, I think, to report on is the name of Ohtani's dog. Do you have any insight on that? I know Walker Buehler was offering some theories that maybe the dog's name is actually Dodger. Is there anything?
Nothing to date. I think once the deal is official and there's a press conference, I'm sure that's a question that's absolutely.
Do you think somebody will really ask him the name of his
absolutely.
Dog?
Absolutely. He brought it to
absolutely.
His.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll ask. Will you do it, Fabian? Will you say, what is the name of your dog?
We'll see. If it hasn't been asked by the other press conference, I'll make sure to get that.
Really? Excellent. All right. If you do that, I will have so much respect, and I will also be so scared for you. Yeah. We'll see what he answers.
No, it'll be great. It'll be great. Hey, Fabian, thanks for the scoop, man. Congrats.
All right, thanks for having me. Cool.
There's Fabian Ardaia from The Athletic again. Shohei Ohtani deferring six. Oh, he's only deferring $680 million after the next decade. By the way, prices for Dodgers home opener tickets, according to TickPick, are up 65%. The cheapest ticket to get into the home opener for the Dodgers this year is $446. That is,
you know, everything costs a lot more now. Like, I got a smoothie the other day and it was $12. Is that like everything costs more?
Okay, get this one. Last year, lowest price to get into the stadium for opening night, $96.
Okay? Lowest price, okay.
Lowest price. This year, lowest price, $446.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. Went from $96 to $440. Now, that's not necessarily good news if you're a fan getting into the stadium, but that shows you the demand to see Shohei.
What about spring training?
Spring training will be crazy.
I go to spring training every year.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have our tickets yet.
Yeah, you better get them.
I think we might already have them. I think it's already been on sale. I think we might already have. Oh, we should sell those.
Oh, yeah, you could sell those for a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so Bergman, I got very late notice that it was my
game. It's
going
to be great.
Well, it was supposed to be Laura's game, and she did a game, but she's not here today.
Okay.
So she didn't want to send us her game in absentia?
She would have, but I already talked to Mace for him to do it.
Yeah, so I came up with a game. Thank you, Chris. By the way, hey, play that again. There you go. So, haha is on Chris Morales because the Dodgers did get Shohei Ohtani.
This is going to make it worse if they lose in the first round.
Oh.
He's going to go nuts.
But it's going to be a glorious 6 months getting there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, my game, I believe it favors Momo.
Did you do ChatGPT?
No. This is a real game.
Real game? Okay.
Real game. It's kind of a smart guy game. Is anybody going to play from the afternoon show? Let's get the smart guy from the afternoon show, Cappy. He's the smart one.
Dang.
We're getting Cappy on? He's the smart guy.
He's the smart one.
Okay. Don't let Sedano hear
you say that. Sedano knows the truth. We'll do Game of Games coming up next. Mason in Ireland, Momo in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is my game today. Momo's here. New producer DeAndre is going to play. He's from Shadano and
Have you ever played before, DeAndre?
I think you played before, right? How'd you do the last time?
I lost.
Well, hope for better luck. So it's Momo, Bergman, Jorge, and DeAndre. This is a game called the Border Game.
Okay, so, I like this. Oh, this could be hard, though.
You have to guess the country or state by what countries or states
no
border
Googling,
them.
No Googling, DeAndre.
Okay, so I'll name the bordering countries or states.
Okay.
You tell me what country or state I'm referring to.
Got it. Let's go. Let's do it.
It is tough.
It's, yeah.
Number one, What country is in between Nicaragua and Panama?
Momo. Costa Rica
is absolutely correct.
I was just thinking, you know.
Yes,
Costa Rica. Me and geography don't get along.
Well, you're going to have a tough time, Tyr. Yep. All right, number two.
Swag system.
What state borders New York? I'm sorry, let me start.
Do it again.
The answer was New York.
What state borders New Mexico, Oklahoma, Arkansas?
Momo. Texas.
Yeah. Yes, it is Texas.
Oh, I'm going to crush him.
She's going to stand up.
Let's go.
It's going to be good here. All right, let's try this one.
Let's go.
Now it's just stump Momo. What country borders Poland, Belgium?
Momo? France.
No.
Oh.
It's open.
Shoot.
This should be easy for you, Bergman.
Yeah, right.
What country borders Poland, Belgium, the Czech Republic, and Austria?
I know it now.
Jorge. In France?
No, I just said France. No. It started, wait, can I give you a hint?
Liechtenstein. I have no idea.
No, Liechtenstein is wrong.
DeAndre, you got a question?
I'll give you a hint.
Got an answer?
Germany.
Germany. Nice job.
DeAndre pulls the point.
Good job, DeAndre.
Nice work. All right, here we go.
I'm just trying to go fast. I should slow
Momo down. Momo 2, DeAndre 1, nobody else on the board. What state borders Nevada, Arizona, and Oregon?
Momo. California.
Absolutely California, yes.
Okay. You guys really should have got that.
I actually didn't hear that question.
I know, Chris did distract him. That's right.
No, I was me.
I don't think you would have gotten it anyway. I'm going to be
what
fair.
Borders California?
No. Nevada, Oregon, and
Arizona.
You
would have gotten that. Okay.
That is what borders California.
Okay, it's Momo 3, DeAndre 1, okay. Bergman claiming he didn't hear it, and Jorge nothing. All right, next one. What country is in between France and Portugal?
Momo. In between France and Portugal is Spain.
By the way, I already gave her credit for it. I hit the bell already.
Spain, right?
Yeah, Spain. You're going to run
I'm
away
just,
with this thing.
I'm just texting.
Let's go.
Okay, let me get some easier ones. What state borders Georgia and Alabama?
Momo. Mississippi.
No.
Oh, I know it now.
What state borders Nevada? I'm sorry, what state borders Georgia and Alabama? Jorge?
In Florida.
Florida is the right answer. Yes Jorge's on the board.
Shoot.
What country borders Norway and Finland?
Greg, go ahead.
Oh, my mind. Yeah, it went through there. Finland.
No, that was one of the countries.
Norway.
No. What country borders Norway and Finland, Momo?
Sweden.
Yeah, that's right. I think this game probably.
Should I just not?
You have the wrong people in this game besides Momo.
Yeah, I would. Ireland, I think, would have had a chance.
Michael would have.
Pepe would have been good.
Yeah. I'm even letting you go a little longer than I should, because if it was
I know
Ireland
about
or
geography.
Sedano or
Liechtenstein.
Let me try one more.
I know that's your answer to
everything. A good guess. Yep. All right, let me try one more.
Okay.
What state borders Indiana and Ohio?
Momo. Is it Kentucky?
No, it's not.
Great. Oh, I'm missing all the states.
Iowa.
It's not Iowa. In fact, Iowa's nowhere close.
To Indiana?
Is it Jorge? Is it Kansas?
No, that's
again,
really
it's
not
Texas.
Close.
Got a guess, DeAndre?
DeAndre?
This is sad.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma is wrong.
That's really, it's Pennsylvania.
No, it's Michigan.
Michigan. Oh, okay.
It's okay. really good.
Indiana.
You have the right people for this game. It is a good game.
Kansas
just not
is
with
so
us.
Not close. Okay.
One more.
Oh,
and we got
really?
Time. We got time, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, let's do so one good.
More. This is a really tough one. What South American country?
All right, let's go.
Borders Venezuela.
Yeah.
Chile.
Peru.
Jorge. Chile.
No.
Momo. Colombia.
Colombia's right.
One more.
Oh, Jorge's like, one. Yeah, let's.
How was my pronunciation? Colombia.
It was good. Colombia.
I watch Narcos.
Okay, last one. Ready? Here's the last one. What country borders Chile, Bolivia?
Momo. Argentina. I'm
Argentina.
Bravo.
I actually turned off my microphone.
Yeah. Well, you don't need it for this game.
Absolutely. I'm not playing David games ever again.
Yeah.
DeAndre.
What was the tiebreaker?
DeAndre, they're normally not this hard. They're normally not this tough. No, I didn't even make a tiebreaker. I got late notice on this game.
Yeah.
I did the best I could. What do you got,
Pepe? Pepe just texted in. He says Sweden.
Yeah, he's like five questions behind, but you're right, Pepe. Pepe.
Yeah.
Actually, thanks, Pepe. Pepe scored more points in the game than
Oh, Burnham. So sad.
And he's doing it from home.
Is this on a 2-minute delay?
Yeah, on a delay.
God, I got to say, that was fun.
Yeah. By the way, game of game. I'm sorry.
Does that count for two?
I late noticed. No, it's early
fine.
In the month.
Okay. Work.
Yeah, that's struck out.
You know what's sad? I got all the countries right and all the states wrong.
Wrong, yeah. Okay. Hey, Game of Games is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anybody can fight, but Jacob is here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Hey, a minute of Rams here. They played really, really well yesterday. This is the first time I've ever done this. Got on the plane in Vegas at like 9:30 in the morning, flew home, turned off my phone, made it a brick, and then watched the game from the beginning when I got home.
Good for you.
It's the first time I've ever been able to do that. And it was a great game.
You didn't have any alerts or anything?
No, nothing. No alerts, no text messages.
Even from before? So like when you landed, had the game already started?
Yeah, it hadn't started when I went there, and it had started when I landed. So I turned off the phone when I landed. Yeah, and it was a great game. By the way, one of the things that was interesting was down the stretch in the last Rams sequence, which ended in a Lucas Haversick field goal, there was a lot of debate and questioning about why Sean McVay used a timeout there. And today we find out why. The reason he had to call the timeout was because the headset stopped working. So he couldn't communicate to Matthew Stafford what play they wanted to run, so he called the timeout. Unfortunately, losing that timeout gave them one last crack at the end zone. So it was a technical snafu.
Which is kind of like a do we trust our quarterback moment. Should we just let it roll and have Stafford call his own play?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Matthew Stafford said afterwards, I should have listened better, whatever that means. It sounds like it was a technical thing that kept him from running the play. You know, it came down to a lot of different. I mean, that was one thing. Obviously, the 2-point conversion. Had they stopped the 2-point conversion, they would have won the game on a field goal. They went 3-and-out on their one drive. I think it was 3-and-out on their one drive in overtime. Baltimore got one crack at it. The Rams got one crack at it. Then the punt returned for a touchdown, and the Rams lose. Now, here's the good news for the Rams. The good news is, I didn't expect them to win that game.
I did. I thought they'd go.
You thought they would go to Baltimore and beat the best team in the AFC.
Yeah. Well, I had heard somebody say Lamar Jackson was sick.
I think Ireland said that.
I think I heard somebody say that. Ireland. Maybe it was Ireland.
So here's the thing. The Rams are supposed to have the easiest schedule in the league, or one of the easiest schedules, right? They were 5-12 last year. Yesterday was the fourth time this year that they played a team after their bye week.
Oh.
So four times now they've played teams that had a week off. Which to me seems really, if you're supposed to have a 5-12 way worse than the rest of the league. Four times teams off byes. Now Minnesota did manage to win yesterday. It was a thriller. Went right down to the wire.
Oh my God, let's not talk about it ever again.
It was
Can you imagine if you spent money on that game? I went to a game like this.
A 3-0 game?
It was something like that.
Okay.
Somebody's going to look this up.
The only time I've been to a 3-0 game was Dodger Stadium.
Oh, so sad. Okay. So back in the days when Nevin and I used to fly up to Oakland to watch Raider games.
Wow. Yeah.
We went and got a ticket to go to the Raiders against the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like driving rain. It was a horrible setting to watch a game, and I think they lost without scoring any points.
Right,
like that. It was. I was like, we need to stop doing this to ourselves.
Yeah.
I just spent like $500 flying up here, and the hotel, and the ticket, and all that, and we just watched nothing. Like it was horrible.
Right.
Not a fun time.
Bergman,
sitting in the rain.
Were you all wrapped
them not
up in the
score?
Raiders game yesterday?
It was impossible to be wrapped up in that game.
There was no, I watched the red zone, so they never made it to the red zone.
Nobody was in the red zone. One kick.
I mean, that's it. That's all it was.
Right. The Raiders never even got in field goal range in that game.
It was the most pathetic offensive performance ever.
I don't think anyone should get paid.
No. Nobody should.
It's really embarrassing.
By the way, there was a guy on the radio, there was a guy on the radio not long ago talking about a dead coach bounce.
Oh, yeah, it was a great.
I think that's exactly what the Raiders got. They got a dead coach bounce when they fired Josh McDaniel.
Yeah.
The bounce is over.
And then they hit the ceiling, and then they go back
down. And they're still a really bad football team. Yeah. So they were of no help to the Rams yesterday. Oh. They lost to Minnesota.
3-0. 3-0.
So Minnesota, the rest of their schedule goes like this. They're 7-6, okay? They're at Cincinnati. Home to Detroit. Detroit's not been very good.
I know. What happened to Detroit? They were good.
Jared Goff has apparently fallen apart again.
Oh, boy.
Home to Green Bay and then at Detroit. So they get Detroit twice.
None of those sound like easy games.
It's a tough schedule.
Why have they played Detroit twice?
Just the way the schedule...
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's the way it turned
out. Are you sure you're reading that right?
I'm sure. I made a lot of notes, and I'm sure I have this right.
Wow.
Green Bay is 6-6. Now, what we really need is for Minnesota to be... for the Giants to beat Green Bay tonight. Green Bay is the one team the Rams don't have the tiebreaker on.
Because they lost that game there.
So the Rams are 6-7. Green Bay 6-6 with the game tonight. Minnesota is now 7-6, but a tough schedule down the road. The Rams are completely in this thing. Ooh. I had yesterday as a loss. They're home to Washington, absolute must win on Sunday. They're home to New Orleans, absolute must win the following week. Then at the Giants and at the 49ers. If they beat Washington, New Orleans, and the Giants, they're in. They've got
the 49er game. Will it be meaningful?
Maybe, maybe not for the 49ers.
Right.
We don't know. Hopefully, maybe
Dallas
it's not
won
meaningful.
Yesterday. So then that, right? Dallas beat the Eagles.
Dallas beat the Eagles handily.
And the 49ers already beat the Eagles. So
correct.
I think they could have the tiebreaker over both already.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the Rams are in it. Shidano, what's going on, man?
Hi.
Hey.
I told you the Rams would be in it.
We were
simpatico there.
Yes, we were.
We were. I said 9 wins before the season starts. And people thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
All the Raider fans, your fans, were getting on me. What about 9 wins when they were 3-6?
And now look at them.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Could have had 10 if they...
Oh, could have had 10.
Could have had 10 if they ended up...
Should have had
10. So close. So close.
They could end up having... Well, if they would have won that game, they could have had 10.
So can you believe 600... How much of your salary are you going to defer... Shidano?
No, I don't.
$680 million.
Yeah, good for them. I don't know anyone else that would have done that, right? I mean, there's not a lot of precedent other than Bobby Bonilla, right? But
the only reason you can defer that much money is if you're already making that much money elsewhere.
Right. True. And with his endorsements. Oh,
yeah. I mean, his endorsements, it's ridiculous how.
Who makes more, him or Messi? Like, I know Messi got ownership in the
Miami
team.
Well, Messi's is probably the most wealthy athlete in the world.
I want to see those new rankings.
The new athlete rankings?
Yeah, because he's going to get ownership stake in the next MLS team. Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of the deal.
Right.
The next MLS, so whatever expansion team.
Yeah, I mean, people think it's going to be Vegas.
Vegas gets all the teams.
Yeah, but he also has an option to buy the Miami team, too.
To buy the Miami
team. Well, be part of the ownership group.
Part of the ownership group.
Or be the main owner if he wants to, or be in it. He can either be involved with the Miami ownership, or he can get his own team.
So like first right of refusal.
Correct.
Right.
Right. So it just depends on what he wants to do with his money. So Messi's probably still the guy, right, Briones?
Yeah, I think it was 33% that he can take from Miami.
From Miami.
I might be wrong, but something like that.
But ownership then Vegas, if they come online, which is what people assume, that's not like reported.
How many people live in Vegas? I don't know. They're getting all these teams.
But Well, because they have all the tourists that go there.
Right.
I mean, yesterday, look at Minnesota at Las Vegas. I mean, they're all doing the clap. I mean, what happens is if you live in Minneapolis and it gets to be December, you're like,
screw this.
Let's go to Vegas and watch your
team. Well, it's like
play.
They took over the Coliseum that one year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. With the Rams. So, I mean, Vegas, they're talking about with the A's doing 4:00 Pacific first pitches.
Wow.
So that way the tourists can go
and
fill the seats.
Afterwards.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Crazy.
Let's do some super crosstalk.
4:00 first.
Woo!
That was really loud.
Yeah, that was.
I know.
What's up, Cabby?
Ramona.
Yeah.
Can we talk for a moment?
Let's talk.
Hi, Mace.
Hey.
You want to talk about my $12 smoothie? Is that what?
No.
Dude, I paid like $16 for a smoothie the other day.
What's
it was absurd.
Here?
The smoothies are ridiculously expensive.
It used to be like a $4 or $5 operation.
Yeah.
It's like more than doubled.
Yeah. I went to a place and ordered the large.
Yeah.
And it was $16.
Like, what are you putting
bucks
in this thing?
Yeah. I was like, I didn't even think, like, I didn't think about it until I ordered it. Yeah. And then when she said $16,
that happened to me too.
I was like, wait,
I guess I've already ordered this and you started making it, so I can't take it back.
Where'd you get your $16 smoothie?
It was at some joint on PCH.
Oh yeah, that sounds fancy, high-end.
Yeah, it's near like a gym. You know, they put those places near a gym purpose. They're like an anchor. The gym is like the anchor business.
Because everybody after the gym is like, I gotta stop and get a smoothie.
Right,
stop and get a protein.
I'm gonna be extra healthy. Yeah. I went next, CBD oil in this.
Like literally, the building next door there was one of my favorite taco places, Tacos El Goloso, and I went there and I spent half the amount for a couple tacos.
See,
you had two tacos and a smoothie.
Yeah. Well, I figured at this point I might as well get some food.
I mean, seriously. Like, what you paid for the smoothie should be dinner.
The smoothie was $16 and I paid for the tacos. Actually, I paid like $7. $7. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I also paid like $16 for a smoothie in an airport, which I thought, okay, I'm getting gouged in an airport.
It's an airport. Yeah.
But anyway, Ramona, I saw you this weekend on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Making latkes.
Really nice potato latkes. Some nice Hanukkah latkes, girl.
So good.
They look so good. They look so greasy.
Do you know what? I'll just break it down for you. This is like mouth watering, okay? So you get the food processor out. You get like 10 giant potatoes. Mm-hmm. You get a bunch of onions. Mm-hmm. You grind them all up in the food processor, but not too fine because you don't want like minced potatoes.
Right.
You want grated.
Grated potatoes, right.
And then you mix it all together with a little egg, onion, a little flour, a little salt and pepper.
I guess, and you fry it.
And then there's a real technique. You saw me with the technique, right, Cappy?
Yeah, I saw it in a big way.
You got to strain all the juice out because, like, you know, potatoes are, like, full of water.
Yeah.
You got to get them perfect size. You got to use the slotted spoon, get the water out, and then you put them right in that fried canola oil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's super healthy.
You know, here's
the thing. when you turn them over, it's like there's this perfect brown crust. You have to eat it right then. Later on, it's just soggy potatoes.
Yeah. You got to get it early. It's like fries, honestly, in a lot of ways. You got to get fries quick.
Yeah.
It's greasy potatoes in the end, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's all onions. It is fries.
It's delicious. It's hash browns. Good.
My wife made something called.
Better than hash browns.
Made know, something called smashed potatoes in the oven.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's kind of a British thing. They do smashed potatoes.
Yeah. But they were like crispy, too. She got like little red, the little tiny red potatoes and like smashed them. And then I'm asking her now what else is in there because it felt like there was more than just potato in there.
It felt like it or it tasted like it.
I don't know. I mean, if tasted, felt, I don't know. It could have been just salt and pepper for all I know.
So, Cappy, question for you.
Yeah.
I'm all excited because tomorrow I'm doing a combo plate, and I follow my schedule, and I know exactly who I'm working with every day, unlike you. And I was all excited tomorrow to work with both you and Shadano, and then I find out you quit on us.
I don't know if I'd say I quit. I mean, did you see? I saw the schedule, and it didn't have my name on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't make the schedule.
Don't even start with the schedule, okay?
There we go.
Lindsay's
taking over the schedule.
And she's wearing her brown shirt. She's sassy today, boy.
Yeah. She's all flaccoed out.
Are you ready to skate Wednesday?
I'm big time ready to skate. Are you?
Oh, I went out this weekend.
How'd you do? You practiced?
Did some skating.
Yeah?
No, didn't.
No, I wouldn't think so. Don't do that. Don't practice. Ramona, you know what we're doing, right?
I am preparing to work Thursday after he hurts himself.
Yeah.
Come on.
And listen,
give me some credit.
No,
what do you mean credit?
I'm concerned for your safety.
Everything was documented last week. You got hurt in the softball game because you don't know how to run. Mm-hmm. You fell face first in the basketball game because you can't play basketball. Yeah. You broke your ankle and almost died because you tried to jump over some limbo bar or something or other.
I can't work Thursday. I have a really important thing.
Then what kind of responsible friend are you to let me go out there and do it? The way you describe it, I shouldn't even be anywhere near the ice.
Well, I don't know. There's something in me that thinks that there's something in you.
Yes.
That's like Ohio-y, like skating on a frozen lake.
Is this going to be like Blades of Glory? It's going to do some triple axles
and
stuff?
That's Blades of Glory 2.
You know, like as a Midwesterner, I feel like you should have like some inherited skill on the ice.
No.
Because I'm from where it's cold, you would think I would
be able
to skate.
You never did it growing up?
We did. Here's the only skating I've ever done. And this is...
This is getting worse. Okay.
We had a
public square downtown?
No, we had a swimming pool.
Oh, geez.
20 by 40. This was a very big time in our life outside the trailer house. And the ice, we froze. And then we skated on the ice on that little 20 by 40 pool. Ice. So I don't know.
You do have some experience.
I do have some.
At what age were you? Under 10 or over 10?
Probably over 10. Probably.
By the way,
that means he's got muscle memory.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm late to the convo, but you said you were making latkes for Hanukkah, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember?
Happy Chanukah.
Oh, yeah. Smokey Robinson on Cameo.
Happy we had fun job. With that on Friday. Good. We like George remembered it. We were like, oh, that's a great drop.
That is a good one.
So I also brought in that, some chocolate
Happy
chip challah.
Oh, you
I
did?
I have no idea what Chinooka is.
Oh, that's so great.
That was so great. Wait, you brought in chocolate chip challah?
I made chocolate chip. It's okay. So here's the recipe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had to learn. First, I made a regular challah. Then I had to learn how to do a vegan challah because my son at the time had a little egg thing.
Mm. Okay? Challah.
And challah is like by definition an egg bread, so it's kind of difficult. But I found a recipe which you substitute pumpkin puree and olive oil for the egg. And I was like, oh, I'll try it out. It was so good. I think it was even better than the regular challah.
Wow.
So last year I made one and just nailed it. It was perfect. It was juicy. Not juicy. It was like the right, I don't want to say the word moist. I don't know why I don't like the word, but it's just.
Why is it that everybody doesn't like the word moist? What's
People
wrong with
hate
moist?
The word
People
moist.
Should love moist.
Yeah, no, it should be. I don't know if there's a good.
I can just tell you the opposite of moist is like Sahara Desert dry, and it's just
not
gross.
Dry. Yeah. But anyway, this time when I did it, I kind of just forgot. It's been a year since I've made a chocolate chip challah, so I put the chocolate chips in too early. I put them in before I did the kneading of the dough, and all the chocolate chips kind of melted into the dough, and then I didn't get the right rise. And it came out okay, but it's not my best.
I thought it was delicious. Cappy, I thought it was delicious. Well, by the way, other words for moist. Damp.
Oh, God, it's getting worse.
Muggy.
Okay, but I wouldn't use that
How
for
about
bread.
Wettish.
Oh.
just love moist,
yeah.
Ramona.
Own it.
Own moist, Ramona.
Yeah. Let me just see if I can say it.
They say that it is something to do with like the combination of the sounds and the letters that literally does something to humans' brains.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I told you?
There's a couple words that's the case.
Yeah.
What if I told you I made a moist challah bread?
There you go. Done. Done. Kathy, what'd you do this weekend? You just by the way,
Justin graduated from college.
Oh,
wow.
That's great. Which one is Justin? Is he the one in West Virginia or is
yes.
he the one in West Virginia?
Wait, like
well, there's
December.
Only one he. Yeah. All the other ones are girls.
Right. Yeah. At Boise State up there. Yeah. So he graduated and did they have like a senior kind of thing?
Yeah, they did like the full cap and gown graduation.
Nice.
I mean, like, but like super small. I mean, really,
How
really
many kids
small.
In this class?
I mean, there was like 150 kids that graduated.
Were you the commencement speaker?
I was not, although I definitely could have done a hell of a better job than the guy who they
did
had.
Did you take Spirit Airlines to go there?
Ramona, you know what? I took Delta.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually
Good
got to
for
watch.
You.
I got to watch live TV.
Wow!
I had a seat that was actually like had a flotation device underneath it.
It had nice. Some cushion.
Yeah, some cushion to it.
Yeah.
That's right. And it was very lovely, as a matter of
what
fact.
What did Justin get a degree in?
Entrepreneurship.
That's not a degree, is it?
No, seriously.
It is now.
It is now. It is
in 2023.
Like, yeah. What kind of classes business. Go along with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's kind of like a half business / half marketing / half econ.
Nice.
Okay.
Sort of accounting.
Well, sounds like he's
that
got
sounds like
covered.
More like an initiative, not a degree.
Oh no, okay. Justin's a smart kid.
I don't know about that,
well.
But
that's
I mean,
an
he,
interesting.
Yeah, he got the degree.
What if I told you I made
oh, God.
Yeah,
so, a moist olive bread?
There you go.
How did I ever make it through that? I don't know. I was like, I'm going to read that. I'm going to say it.
So, Kathy,
nailed it.
I read on Twitter this weekend. You got very pissed off that the Dodgers got Shohei Ohtani. You were like, of course they got Shohei Ohtani. You were like salty and bitter.
Really?
Is there going to be a lot of saltiness and bitterness on the Shodano and
is
Cap show today?
I didn't know there was any saltiness
I
or bitterness.
I heard you were very salty as a Padres fan.
Well, my favorite thing about watching the entire Ohtani saga play out was you. And
Me?
The emotional roller coaster
oh
that
gosh.
You were riding. Good God, man. Like, get control of yourself.
I don't have control.
Friday was like a dark
when
day.
It comes
oh,
to
my God.
I mean, you were. Well, Chris had a really funny drop of a Blue Jay, which I thought was hilarious.
I heard that, yeah.
Let me hear it.
I don't know where it is. We'd have
Somebody
to find
it.
It
but
yeah.
Yeah.
Mace was like, oh, my God, he's going to Toronto. I can't believe it. Like
You guys were starting fights with, like, TSN announcers.
There it is. There's the Blue Jay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great job.
That's an actual Blue Jay.
I mean, hook, line, and sinker for that report where he was getting on the plane and going to Toronto.
I mean.
That was hilarious, actually.
I didn't necessarily buy that, though.
You did.
That was John
George,
Morosi. That was. That.
No, Morosi didn't say he was on the plane.
You
Morosi
said,
said
on
he was
that plane.
On the plane.
He said he's en route.
Well,
Morosi was the plane guy who later apologized and said, I'm sorry.
I got bad information. It wasn't that I believed. I only believed it because I got information after that said it was, but that was clearly inaccurate.
I would like to know where the bad info like stemmed from.
You don't have to know. You always want to know everything.
Well, see,
right,
I have a theory that
good info, bad info.
Like, maybe it was actually right. And that now the Dodgers Nation thing is saying he was going to Toronto and the Dodgers upped their offer by $100 million in the last 24 hours.
Well, there was one thing about the plane that I did see.
Okay.
The original flight was delayed. And then the flight then took off whatever amount of time later.
Right, and it had the Shark Tank guy.
But maybe the Shark Tank guy.
Who's the Shark Tank guy?
Because just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you own the plane. Remember, a lot of these private companies will share planes with people.
Oh, right.
Like Wheels Up is NetJets is as an example, where like a bunch of people use the same plane.
Fractional
ownership.
Correct. Right, right.
Correct. So that's very possible, but I do remember one of the internet sleuths saying that the plane was delayed, and it was. It did not leave on time. So maybe Ramona's right. Maybe they upped their offer, and that theory is
I don't know that we'll ever know.
Well, no.
No, we'll never
know. Wait a minute. We'll know.
I don't think so. I think he's going to tell them?
No, but you don't think somebody's going to write a TikTok thing, and people from the Blue Jays are going to say, hey, okay, I did this, and I did that?
That's the only way it would come out.
Hey, Mays, Bob Nightingale, he knew. Bob knew.
What?
He said he is not on that plane.
That's right.
He's sitting at home at his house in Southern California.
Nightingale nailed it.
He got it.
He might have been getting ready to go to the plane.
We have a Nightingale impression. Have you ever talked to Bob?
I have, like once or twice.
How's it go?
Hey, George. Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
It's Bob.
Yeah. Sounds like Mitch Kupchak.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Horry. Every time I see Horry. Yeah. Hey, Horry.
I'm sure that's a great impression.
It is. If you talk to him, yeah, that is.
I'm sure it's a great impression. You just have to know it.
If you know it, you know it.
How's Bill Plunkett sound?
Oh.
Humping across the country. Bill's very tough.
Bill is like the.
He's a grizzled old baseball
yes,
writer.
Yes, he is like. This is what you should put in central
like radio,
casting.
Guys. Doesn't like radio. Just,
central casting. Yeah. Baseball writer, Bill Plunkett.
Yeah.
Literally still has like ink newsprint on his fingers. That's how old school he is.
But I bet he keeps score with a pencil.
Yeah. Hey, I was in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Spear.
Hey, you've been to it, right, Cappy?
Yep.
No words can actually.
I'm going this week.
Yeah. No words can actually. I would love to like put into words exactly what I was. It's just astounding.
Okay,
nothing
did
like
you
it.
Take the gummy clearly?
I absolutely.
And how you did milligrams? It well before.
Way before.
Yeah, so that way when you were in it, you were good.
Yeah.
I want to know, though, how many milligrams?
10.
Oh,
joyful
yeah,
and present?
I didn't use those particular ones that you gave me. I went with my own brand.
What you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, what I know, exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. the thing about it. You want uh-huh. what you trust, what
yeah.
you know. It's
because it could be trippy as hell
yeah.
if you don't trust it.
The thing I'm grateful for, Cappy, and you can attest to this, is at the beginning, they slowly ramp up the sphere because if they went all in all at once,
I think it would be way too much.
Just so blow your mind.
It sort of creeps up and ultimately you get the full thing.
Yeah.
But U2 is, that's my favorite band of all time.
Wow.
One of the big songs they do is With or Without You, which is like my... Mm-hmm.
Great song.
I know exactly where I was for that one. It's one of the big numbers. And the visuals are just like...
Right.
How much was the booze?
I didn't have any?
I don't
drink when I'm gummy.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
What about Juan?
Like an extra layer.
Juan was lit.
Oh. Juan was lit?
Yeah.
On gummy?
But on gummy too?
No, he was lit.
Drinking.
Drinking, yeah.
Yeah, so how much, do you know how much he paid for the booze there? I'm guessing it's got to be a lot.
I'm sure it's
expensive.
It was
a lot. I'm trying to remember how much, but Rachel kept bringing him.
Oh, the smoothie,
$18. Yeah, way more than the smoothie.
Yeah, way more than the smoothie.
Matter of fact, you know what, George? I think it was like 30, come to think of it, it was like twice as much. I think it was like $32 for like a vodka drink.
No way.
Wait, but just a single?
Maybe a double, I don't recall. But I know, listen, I didn't... Rachel's back and forth to the bar. She's in charge of booze. I'm in charge of weed.
Oh, nice. It's division of labor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So beautiful. No wonder the relationship works.
Right.
By the way, same at my house.
Yeah. By the way, the facial hair is slowly growing on me.
Is it?
Like it's slowly growing
it's slowly
on your
growing
face.
Growing
right.
on me, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long to let this thing go.
The thing is, it's not coming in thick yet.
No.
It's not going to come in thick.
You don't think so?
Nope.
It's very itchy.
How many days now?
10 days.
Ooh, 10 and it still hasn't come in thick.
No,
it's not. It's not coming in thick. Mace doesn't come in thick.
You
like
look
that.
Like you've been working on a manuscript.
Yeah.
You
meaning
know
what?
Down in like El Floridita in Key West or something.
Yeah. Right. You've been
like
out there
Hemingway
working on a
used
book?
To.
Totally.
Yeah. Is that what you've
that's
been doing?
What you should say. People say, you have a new look. I'm working on my book.
Working on my book.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Good answer. All right. What do you guys got coming up?
What's
your stupidity?
What do you think?
So much stupidity.
Yeah.
Right.
Cappy, are you ready to defer part of your salary? to help the station stay under the salary cap? Oh,
you know what? If the station needs me to defer $68 million of my $70 million, I could live on the $2 million, and then I'll make the money back 10 years from now.
There you go. Excellent.
Look at that.
All right,
that's a good answer.
I'm back tomorrow at 1 with Shadano.
What?
Yeah, just
combo
you and me.
Play. Yeah. 1-3 tomorrow.
Look at
I'm excited
that.
About that. Cappy bailed, but that's okay.
But wait a second. Didn't George bail on Friday?
No, I had originally said I wasn't working
I have
Friday.
No idea.
But I'm not on the schedule.
What Chinooka is.
Okay, we're not going to go through this.
Wait,
schedule.
Hold on. No, Lindsay's here.
Oh, Linz.
I originally said I wasn't. George I have it in email.
Off. George has been off on Friday for like a long, like 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. He said.
But then why was I not on
off.
The schedule for tomorrow?
Because we're not getting into this right now, okay? Look.
Well, then I didn't quit. I mean, I just wasn't on the schedule.
Okay. You weren't.
That's great.
Be ice skating, though, on Wednesday, Jack.
Ice skating Wednesday. Mm. All right, coming up next for you.
I just did a Sedano sigh.
Cappy is on the schedule for this afternoon for Shadano and Cap.
And then Wednesday with
Please
you.
Be careful.
And this Wednesday afternoon. With me.
Please be careful.
I'm going to let
Hockey
her rip,
pads.
Mama. Anything for the bit.
Oh, my God.
Anything for the bit.
Wednesday, what time?
It's during your, isn't it 5 o'clock right after your show?
No,
right after combo plate with me and
that's 3:30, but they don't open the rink till 5, right?
Michael Roth is going to let us in.
Oh, he is.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh, okay, great.
So you're
I'm supposed to have
no one else there.
I'm supposed to have like some lunch with corporate Greg.
Right. So no one else can get hurt, Ramona.
Right. No
so
one
that,
else
you know,
can get
think about
in
it. Think if there are 100 people on the ice and Mason and I go out there and Morales.
Oh yeah, you
not
kill
only
somebody.
Do we get hurt, but we hurt other innocents.
Yeah. I know.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Mace, you got hurt in the first inning.
Hey, Momo.
I was
Momo,
so I'm
out,
scared
Momo,
for you.
So we should delay our lunch with corporate Greg to watch you ice skate.
No, because I think the show that day is what Mace 1-3.
Yeah,
3:30.
3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 3:30. I think.
Yeah, but we're doing a late lunch after the show.
You guys could sit there, George. Why don't you sit
at like
right
Lazy
there at
Dog
LA Live?
Lazy
yeah.
Dog with a view
right
of
and
the
watch
ice.
Spectate.
Right. There you go.
People are going to show up to watch.
You're in like a luxury suite.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. See you tomorrow, Shadano Cappy. Now, thank you, Momo. 710 ESPN.